I'd like to call this regular council meeting to order. Would you all rise, please, for the invocation?
We meet to serve our community and endeavor to be worthy custodians of all that has been entrusted to us. Let us be concerned only for what will promote good government. May we bring to our council chamber minds that think and hearts that feel, so that in our deliberations we may display imagination, wisdom, and courage, and the will to do our work for the good of all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of council are present, except for Councillor Zanko, who is away for a work commitment.
Thank you. There is no addendum this evening, although I'm advised that the delegation under item 8A has been canceled, so we'll be proceeding through that item as we get to the agenda. A few announcements. The first announcement was I wanted to congratulate Interim Fire Chief Keith German on the wonderful retirement party Friday evening. Very well attended. The councillors that were in attendance were also entertained by Councillor McDermott, who said some words about your history and your past. It was nice to see your sons there. I know that your daughter is pregnant and wasn't able to make it there, but that's good news in the long run because that'll be another grandchild. And you had some very interesting attendances from colleagues that have known you for many, many years, including the fire chief that hired you for the town of Fort Erie, and he said some nice words. In fact, everybody said some very complimentary words about you that evening. It was an excellent evening. Your wife was the star of the program from my perspective, but rightly so. So we know that you've extended your retirement date to accommodate the municipality in the search for a successor as fire chief, and we thank you for that generosity as well. And your last day, as I understand it, is May 31st, and you'll be working diligently until the very last hour, as has been your wont. So congratulations, Chief. It was nice to have you out there. I know that Councillors McDermott, Butler, and Passero all enjoyed themselves that evening, and it was a great night. Second thing I wanted to mention is that the town of Fort Erie received an award from Habitat for Humanity last week in recognition of the town of Fort Erie's outstanding generosity and commitment to Habitat for Humanity's mission and the demonstration of our belief in the fact that the work that Habitat for Humanity does, in fact, makes a difference in our communities. And we have had more builds in Fort Erie for Habitat for Humanity than any other municipality in Niagara. That, I'm sure, was the reason for the recognition, and we're looking forward to working on their current build, which is adjacent to last year's house, which was constructed on Crescent Road. And the town of Fort Erie has also enlisted for a day of activity sometime in the summer. I think it's August the 20th, but we'll check that to confirm it. And then finally, I just wanted to mention that last week at the region, the Regional Council supported the initiative to move forward with intermunicipal transit to be allocated to the region and also supported the consolidation of the three major transit systems in Niagara, systems in St. Catharines, Welland, and Niagara Falls. And this is good news for all the residents of Niagara. It's particularly good news for Fort Erie. We hope that there will be opportunities to expand the intended intermunicipal transit, particularly to make greater links for Fort Erie with Niagara Falls and Welland, and provide for a more efficient and effective flow of individuals to their medical appointments, their as students, and to be able to visit friends and relatives, and hopefully in the long run to do shopping as well. That intermunicipal transit initiative then will dovetail nicely with our expansion of our transit system in Fort Erie, and so I want to thank Councillor Annunziata for also supporting that. Good support really from most, if not, I think the final vote was unanimous. There were a couple of councillors that were courteous enough to absent themselves from the chamber, but ultimately it was unanimous vote, and I think good news for the region. And then finally, Councillor Passero and some of my colleagues participated in the Big Brothers Big Sisters bowling fundraiser a little while ago. And Councillor Passero, did you want to make a comment about this?
If I could, thank you, Your Worship. Yes. I wanted to thank everybody who was involved with the Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Niagara Bowl for kids' sake. The volunteers, the sponsors, Larry Carroll down at Carroll's Lanes, who's always a gracious host and very generous of his time and resources to support the cause. And I'd also like to thank my council colleagues for supporting this. This is a charity and an organization very close to my heart. They do great work within our community. Thank you for spending the day with me. Thank you for raising those pledges. And also to the staff team from our planning departments. We had a side bet with them. They did win, which I didn't think that would be possible because we raised a lot of money on council side. So I did pay up with Mr. Brady, and I'm sure that gift card will come in handy at a future planning party. So it's in his hands. But thank you to all involved. Already looking forward to next year, but well-earned dollars for a great organization, and I couldn't do it without the support of those around the horseshoe. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Passero, and thank you to all of the councillors and members of staff that participated. I was not available, but I can assure you that where I was relaxing and thinking about all of you and sharing in the joy of the moment. Okay, that takes us to disclosures of pecuniary interest. Councillor Passero?
Thank you, Your Worship. Regarding new business item A, the organization permits for bingo. I have a few. The Adult Literacy Council of Greater Fort Erie. I'm on the board. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Niagara for the same reason. I'm a member of the Fort Erie Lions Club, so I will declare a conflict regarding the Fort Erie Lions Club permit as well as the Fort Erie Lions Senior Citizens Complex, which we have a large hand in operating. I'm a member of Royal Canadian Legion Branch 71. I will declare a conflict there. And I'm also a member of the Friends of Bridgeburg Station Downtown BIA that coordinates the Santa Claus Parade. So I will declare those conflicts just for transparency purposes, but as in past practice, I will just decline to vote on this matter and make it simple as far as procedures go. I do have in front of me the resolution, Your Worship, so I will probably pass that off to somebody around the horseshoe to take that further.
That would be appropriate, and perhaps Councillor Nutt, since he's close to you. And are there any other disclosures? Madam Clerk, with respect to the same item, there are three organizations, specifically the Ridgeway Lions, the Fort Erie Brain Injury Association, Head Injury Association, and one other that escapes me right now that either I or members of my family are directly involved in. And although I don't believe that there's a pecuniary interest, I will declare a conflict with respect to the matter and won't vote on the issue at all. If there are no others, that will take us then to public notices of upcoming meetings. There is a public meeting with respect to a zoning bylaw amendment for 3303 Dominion Road, which will be held in the council chambers on April the 18th, 2017 at 6 p.m. The information report with respect to that public meeting will be available April the 12th, 2017. That then takes us to the Regional Councillor's Report. Good evening, Councillor Nunziata.
Good evening, Your Worship and members of Council, staff. It was a busy month at the Region, as you're well aware. So some fantastic news. Your Worship already alluded to it with respect to the Region's first ever truly intermunicipal transit. Now that's going to go forward, and I just kind of fill in some of the gaps as far as next steps, but I thought I'd mention a few other items that came before Regional Council, specifically through planning and development. As you know, the Region is going through the Municipal Comprehensive Review right now. We did have a report come before us with respect to 2041 growth strategy, local municipal growth allocations. Again, I think one of our councillors actually made a very observant point, and he didn't like the word allocation. He preferred the word projections. So I think going forward, we're going to start utilizing that term projections now. I think it gives this sense that somehow the Region is only giving so much when it comes to growth per municipality. So it's projections. So that report came before us, and it was deferred for one cycle. Ultimately, there's some questions with respect to our colleagues in Welland, whether or not they think their projections are high enough. But I look forward to bringing back that that report to council as well. On that same track with respect to growth, I did have the opportunity to attend the State of the Region address along with many of our colleagues here this evening. And some good news stories in Niagara with respect to growth. Home sales rose by 15% from 2015 to 2016, while the average sale price rose 17.4%. Housing starts were up 32% in 2016 compared to 2015. And probably one of the most impressive numbers is 80% of the population growth in Niagara from the municipalities are along the QEW corridor. So that positions Fort Erie very, very well to really capitalize on some of the great initiatives that this council is doing, and certainly the hardworking staff as far as implementing and having some foresight to put the policies in place to get us ready for those growth opportunities. I wanted to bring this council's attention to another funding opportunity that's coming forward, and that's public realms and investment. I did pass on, I believe, the report to members of council and certainly our BIAs if there's an opportunity to tap into those resources as well. Well, piggybacking on the success we had in 2016, it's a $250,000 investment at the regional level, but already just last year, it leveraged $1.8 million in private sector investment and public sector investment coming forward. So it's a fantastic initiative that I'm hoping we'll utilize going forward, and we'll make sure that that funding envelope stays static and certainly is predictable going forward. The deadlines for that coming forward now, municipal council staff had the call for applications March 10th. The deadline for receiving those applications are April 19th, so it's fast approaching. Meetings will be held April 26th to review the designs. May 8th, the funding notifications will be issued, and in the fall of 2017, showcase of completed projects. So we're not talking about high-level, really comprehensive projects, whether it's street furniture, whether it's bus shelters, whether it's streetscaping. These are things that can actually, add to the environment, and certainly in a downtown sector, making it more pedestrian-friendly, these things. So it's a great opportunity to tap into those funds. As the mayor referenced, one other successful applicant, our Niagara Investment and Culture Program, Friends of Fort Erie Festivals, was one of the successful applicants. So congratulations to Flo and all the hard work that she does with that organization. They are recipients of regional funding under the Niagara Investment and Culture Program. So that's good news as well. Going back to municipal transit. So the process going forward, it's pretty labor-intensive from this point out. But we do owe some gratitude and certainly some accolades to our neighboring partners, the City of St. Catharines, whose council supported it unanimously, the City of Niagara Falls, who supported it unanimously, and the City of Welland, who supported it unanimously as well. Those are the three transit providers for the Niagara region. Going forward, we did pass a resolution, and it's pretty long-winded. But ultimately, the bylaw, it's specifically to operate one system for all 12 lower-tier municipalities. There has to be buy-in from certainly our lower-tier municipalities, and hopefully a better education process and more information is going to be coming forward, so this council can make a very, very thoughtful decision as far as if they want to go forward with a truly integrated intermunicipal transit. This coming week, tomorrow and on Wednesday, I will be attending two sessions on invasive species. So unfortunately, Councillor Zanko can't be here because I understand that anyone that lives along the Niagara River and certainly Lake Erie understands that we have a problem with invasive species, whether it be Phragmites, whether it be zebra mussels, you name it. So we're hoping to develop some partnerships and certainly some collaborations to see how we're going to deal with it moving forward. Also, I will be attending a workshop International Joint Commission, and that's Wednesday, and that's going to be in St. Catharines at the Henley Rowing Club. We're going to see about the health of our Great Lakes system and certainly what we can do to be better partners to make sure that, you know, the sins of the past, Love Canal and all those kind of things aren't repeating themselves, and we're actually looking to delist the Niagara River and certainly make sure that those bodies of water receive a clean bill of health moving forward. So I'll leave it up to questions of council. That's a brief summary, but it is a good news story here that's going on in Niagara and certainly Fort Erie, and I think all of you can share in that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nunziata. Any questions of the regional councillor? Councillor McDermott.
Yes, Councillor, I just wanted to get that deadline again for ROMS funding. Public realms, yeah.
You want the date or?
The deadline for applications.
Okay, so the deadline for applications, I believe, is April 19th.
Thank you.
Anything further, Councillor McDermott? Yes. Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship, through you to the Regional Councillor. Just to follow up on Councillor McDermott's question, just so I'm not jumping all over the place here, there are certain guidelines that people need to be aware of for that public realms funding, and I know that we had some unsuccessful applications last year. Could you just give everybody a quick refresher on what the highlight requirements are? I believe that it's only on a road that borders or is intersecting a regional road. Is that correct? Can you just run us through some of those highlights so that people know?
Yep. So you are correct that ultimately, it's a regional initiative. So what we're trying to do, Fort Erie is in a very unique situation because we actually have two locations in the town of Fort Erie where we have a regional road that transects a downtown corridor, whether it be Bridgeburg or whether it be Ridgeway. I don't know if Stevensville would be eligible, possibly, but it's a good opportunity to see if there are available funds in order for minor streetscaping projects. You know, the intersection at Central and Jarvis Street certainly comes to mind. The intersection at Central and Dufferin certainly comes to mind as well. Anything along that regional road corridor is eligible. Ultimately, the project is exactly what it says, public realms investment. So street furniture, streetscaping, anything to beautify our downtown corridors and certainly along our regional roads. That's what the investment is there for.
Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. Following up on what you said in regards to the lower tier municipalities having input into transit as we come together as one and we develop one transit system, in the Dillon report, it specifically spoke to non-bus transiting between Port Colborne, mostly along the shore of Lake Erie, where they were going to use alternative methods. Is that still the direction that they're taking? I mean, to me, like running a fast service between here and Port Colborne, just me that I'm happy we're making progress on it, although I find that substandard, and I don't believe that it's the same level of service as everybody in the Niagara region.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at municipal transit for all of Niagara. Certainly, we are geographically vast, and demographically, we are you know, pretty much confined to certain areas, which makes this kind of investment that much more unpredictable. The good news about this particular program, the particular pathway forward, is that they're going to leave it up to the lower tier municipality to actually identify what their service requirements are and looking for buy-in from the lower tier municipality to say, okay, this is what we need and this is the connectivity that we would like and this is our portion of the intermunicipal transit and here is our funding system going forward. This isn't a situation where the region wants to unilaterally declare that this is the transit and this is the cost and too bad, this is what you're stuck with. I think it's a great collaborative effort to understand that, to your point, we do have routes that maybe aren't as serviced as some of our more, you know, demographically dense areas like St. Catharines and Niagara Falls. But there's still an opportunity to provide that connectivity. I don't know what that connectivity is going to look like, but again, it's all at the discretion of this particular council, how much investment they want to make as far as connecting to the overall intermunicipal transit. So it's pretty wide open as far as what we can and can't do, and it's certainly at the will of this council to make those kind of investments with respect to that connectivity.
Yeah, and thank you very much. And understanding that with the huge push for GO to come, I just want to make sure that we'll have adequate input and say into connectivity to the GO system. I think that's going to be extremely important, especially when you look at what Fort Erie and the Niagara River, Lake Erie have to offer with the Circle Route, the Bicycle Circle Route, things like that, our Friendship Trail. We have a lot to offer in the way of, tourism, a different lifestyle that people will come from Toronto. And I just want to make sure that we're able to build the proper transit system to move the people.
Okay. I made three specific comments at the special council meeting. And number one, I thanked our partners in St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, and Welland. Number two, I thank the mayor and this council for your foresight as far as investing in transit for the town of Fort Erie and how that connectivity is going to move forward. And lastly, I thank my colleagues around the regional table because, like it or not, whether you're for an intermunicipal transit, whether you're for airports, whether you're for anything, we're talking transit. We work very, very hard in order to secure the GO. We work very, very hard in order to secure an intermunicipal transit service system. So we're all talking transit. I think it's first and foremost on the minds of every regional councillor, and it's certainly a priority of mine and certainly a priority of my colleagues. So moving forward, whether you're talking about trail systems, whether you're talking about airports, whether you're talking about intermunicipal transit, I made a comment to my colleague, Ted Luciani, whether we're talking about the Port Robinson Ferry, we're still talking about transit and transportation linkages, getting people back and forth. So excellent comments, and we share your concerns with the region. Councillor.
Thank you very much. You talked a little bit about growth projections and those being coming up quickly at the region. We've done a lot of work in the town of Fort Erie. I mean, the staff and the EDTC have worked together on several studies to provide and hopefully illustrate strongly what the needs are. Can you just give us a highlight? Have the projections been finalized for Fort Erie? And if so, do you know what they are?
Yes. So it's a pretty comprehensive report. I'll be more than happy to forward the whole report because there's a lot of numbers in there with respect to growth statistics, where Fort Erie fits in with our municipal partners. But out of all the 12 municipalities, there's only one community that did not experience any growth, and that's the city of Port Coburn. They're actually down, I believe, 0.4% in their population growth. As far as Fort Erie goes, we sit at a projection of, I believe, we represent 8% of the overall growth of Niagara moving forward. But again, I'll use the comment from my colleague. Basically, what we're trying to do is support local planning decisions that are solution-oriented, and it certainly presents an open-for-business attitude. So looking at those projections, are they ambitious? Are they conservative? Again, they're only estimates. Who knows? At some point down the road, people will recognize that Fort Erie is the place to be. Fort Erie is the place to start a business or build a home, and we may have to increase our projections going down the road. But right now, I'm very comfortable. I don't want to speak for the mayor, but I'm very comfortable where our projections are at. Unfortunately, that can't be said for Welland. Welland isn't happy with those projections. But ultimately, when you look at the Municipal Comprehensive Review, growth has to go somewhere. We're saying we want it in Fort Erie. Our colleagues in Welland are saying, no, we want to take some of that growth and we want to put it in Welland. It's a fight for a share. Ultimately, these are only recommendations going forward. Nothing is ever written in stone. But I'm comfortable where we're at with our projections moving forward. And I'll send you the complete copy of that consultant's report, and you can extrapolate all the great data out of there. But it does position Fort Erie very, very well.
Well, based on what you just said, we've already exceeded because we've had a 9.4% growth over an 8.4%. So I hope that they're not going to go back and reduce our projection at all. In fact, are there any contingencies built in this plan if we do succeed? So if we have one of our three majors and all of a sudden we're growing at 10 or 12% a year instead of the 8, are there contingencies built in to allocate more land within our urban boundary to be developed?
So the short answer is yes. This isn't written in stone, and there's opportunities to certainly change the policy at the region level moving forward to accommodate growth. Ultimately, when it comes to urban boundary expansion, that's a policy decision that's respected at the province. What we're saying is don't limit our ability, especially in our employment lands along the QEW corridor, with respect to urban boundary expansion. We would like to think that we are positioned very, very well along that gateway corridor to be the recipients of a lot of growth, whether it's employment growth, whether it's population growth. What we don't want to see is our ability to move forward in that direction hampered. Again, we need some cooperation from our provincial partners to understand our unique position as a border community along a major highway, the QEW corridor, and that's what we're looking to tap into for the municipal comprehensive review. We have a great staff at the region working towards that who understands very intimately the needs of Fort Erie. Mr. Mustachi, he used to be here at the town of Fort Erie, so we have great allies at the regional level to understand what our needs are going forward. And certainly myself and the mayor are going to be fighting for those growth numbers moving forward. So, we can prove that this is the place to develop.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you going to bat for the town, and you're right, those are strong allies with Mr. Mustachi and everybody, and we do appreciate all the work that they do for Fort Erie. Just one last thing, I would like to thank the regional councillor for his fast action. I brought some traffic concerns to his attention last week when I received them from a constituent, and already I have seen a stepped up police presence and some ticketing going on along Stevensville Road especially. But I implore you, if there's anything we can do in any kind of traffic calming measures between Bowen Road and Netherby Road, it would be greatly appreciated by everybody in the community, because there are cars that are driving well 20, 25 kilometers over the speed limit down that stretch.
No, and to your point, so yes, so for those on council that aren't familiar with the situation, serious situation, absolutely, and we're going to address that. There's a plan coming forward, and I'll share that with our Commissioner of Public Works, Ron Tripp, very shortly. I'll pass it on to you. But again, there's more to do on that road. I'll give you one great example is, Birdie Tire, where you put the Tim Hortons there, and ultimately you have transport trucks and 18-wheelers utilizing that shoulder of road as parking to run into Tim Hortons, and that's causing an incredible safety hazard. It's not really a pedestrian-friendly corridor. So we have to do something in order to alleviate those concerns, those traffic concerns, those safety concerns. What that's going to look like, working with our regional partners, working with the town, that's what we're working towards right now.
Just on that point, Councilor Nunziah, that's why it's always of concern to me, and I know some other regional councillors, about turning regional roads, all regional roads, into bicycle corridors as well, particularly when you've got heavy transport trucks utilizing them and parking on shoulders. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to Councillor Nunziata. Great information this evening. Thank you very much. Also very excited about the fact that you're having meetings this Wednesday with respect to the invasive species in the Great Lakes. I'll be interested to hear the results of that. I'm going to be attending the Great Lakes Initiative Conference in June in Montreal. So, yeah, thanks.
So just working in collaboration with the NPCA, certainly we want to know and we want to identify those invasive species going forward. And there is a great roster of attendees at Balls Falls tomorrow afternoon. We have regional town representation. We have representation from all the lower tier municipalities, and we're certainly looking to see what we can do in order to combat those invasive species, whether it be Phragmites, whether it be Chinese carp, Asian carp. You name it. It's coming into our Great Lakes system, and it's really having an impact on our healthy ecosystem. So we're going to see what we can do. We're going to see where the funding opportunities are, and certainly what partnerships we can form at the provincial level and certainly at the federal level.
Any other counselors? Thank you very much, Counselor Annunziata. That then takes us, in the absence of a delegation, that takes us to consent agenda items. Are there any items that anyone wishes removed from the consent agenda before we proceed with that? If not, Councillor McDermott, you have the resolution regarding the consent agenda items.
Yes, Your Worship, thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, the Council approves the consent agenda items as recommended.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to any of the correspondence or minutes? If none, all those in favor? That then takes us to new business, and I wonder if I could hand the chair over. Who seconded that resolution? Mr. Lubritz, can I hand you the chair just to deal with new business item A, which is with respect to the allocation of bingo lottery permits?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop.
Councilor Nutt has the resolution.
Yes, Councillor Nutt.
Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that Council approves the bingo lottery permit allocations for the period of April 1st, 2017 through March 31st, 2018, pursuant to Appendix A of the memorandum dated March 8, 2017 for the Community Gaming Development Corporation.
That is now on the floor. Any comments or questions from any members of council? Seeing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? That's carried. I will hand the chair back to Mayor Redekop.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lubritz. And the next resolution under new business is, I believe, yours.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council receives the Environmental Advisory Committee minutes of February 12, 2017 meeting, and further, Council approves the recommendation regarding the property west of 4106 Garrison Road with respect to the Environmental Conservation Overlay and Environmental Impact Study.
Any questions or comments? Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. That was the subject of the delegate we were supposed to receive tonight. I'm just wondering, through you to planning staff, is the reason they're not here, was this scheduling or a last-minute cancellation, or have we reached some type of resolution with them? I'm just, my purpose for the question would be if it was just they weren't able to be here tonight due to last-minute circumstances, is if we could postpone this until they did have a chance to address council.
Ms. Dolce, that's you or the clerk?
To the councillor. They have decided to go ahead with the environmental impact study. We spoke with their solicitor, and they're beginning that work now.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If there are none, I'll call the question. All those in favor of the resolution? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Butler, you have the next resolution relative to the Ridgeway Business Improvement Area.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Through you, not through you, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council appoints Brad Murphy to the Ridgeway Business Improvement Area Board of Management for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Butler, you have the next resolution as well.
I do. Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council appoints Barbara Scarlett to the Ridgeway Business Improvement Area Board of Management for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Are there any questions or comments about that? There being none, all those in favor? That is carried unanimously. Councillor Lubritz, you have the next resolution regarding communities in bloom.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councilor McDermott, that Council accepts the resignation of Gabrielle Todd from the Communities in Bloom Committee, and further, that Council directs staff to proceed with the filling of the vacancy in accordance with the provisions of the procedural bylaw.
Are there any questions or comments about that? All those in favor of the resolution? None opposed? That is carried. And And Clerk, do we typically recognize, I believe that we do, with appreciation, the served on these boards when they resign?
Yes, Your Worship, we send a letter.
Thank you very much. Councillor Passero, you have the next resolution regarding the Municipal Heritage Standing Committee.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutz, that Council receives the Municipal Heritage Standing Committee minutes of its February 13, 2017 meeting, and further that Council approves the recommendation regarding the request from the Point Avenue Lighthouse Preservation Society with respect to the request to move the clockworks mechanism.
Are there any questions or comments about this? The seems to me the real problem here is that we can't get people up the lighthouse to see the clockwork, to see the Fresnel lens. And I would hope that when it comes time for renewal of our insurance, that maybe we'll isn't something that the insurance company can do. I mean, this is not going through the Kalahari Desert or trying to ascend Mount Everest. Councillor Passero?
Just to add to that, I know that the Museum Services Committee has discussed ways to have people view it that don't necessarily involve climbing to the top. I have taken that adventure. I would not recommend it, even if we were insured. The fire chief has stated several times it's just a very dangerous place to try and extricate somebody from, much different than your tower climb in Hamilton or what have you. But one of the things we looked at and may pursue is a Google Glasses type of approach where people could actually visualize walking up the stairs, checking out the lens, things like that. So there are some technological areas that we can look at to give people that experience without actually having them to hike up there, because I definitely wouldn't recommend it.
Perhaps a virtual reality type of presentation.
Exactly.
I may be more agile than you, Councillor Passero. I've been up a number of times. I find it all that particularly difficult, although staff hasn't heard that I've been up there.
I didn't take a nap before I came down, Mayor Redica.
I just propelled my way down the outside. It was faster. Okay, if there are no further questions or comments on this, all those in favor of the resolution? And opposed, that is carried. That takes us then back to you, Councillor Passero, with respect to the 40 Active Transit Committee, Transportation Committee.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that Council accepts the resignation of Ross McLean from the 40 Active Transportation Advisory Committee, and further, the Council directs staff to proceed with filling the vacancy in accordance with the provisions of the procedural bylaw.
Any questions or comments on that? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. And to you, Councillor Lubberts, with respect to Communities in Bloom again.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, the Council appoints Brian Wright to the Communities in Bloom Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. So, Madam Clerk, we are we're at the point where we're going to make an appointment to the Transit Advisory Committee, and we have a resolution. I believe we have two positions where there are multiple applications, and you've provided us with ballots. And so you want us to mark those and then provide them to you?
That is correct, Your Worship. Just to point out that on the ballot, there are two members to be chosen from each of the sections. And for the council representative, the ballot is prepared in case we do need to use it, if we have more than one person interested.
All right. So in terms of the council, I think we can deal with that before we submit our ballots. Is there a motion with respect to appointing a member of council to the transit committee? Councillor McDermott?
Yes, I would like to nominate Councillor Butler for the Transit Advisory Committee.
Okay, and would someone like to second that, Councillor Passero? All right, so do you want us to vote on that separately, Madam Clerk?
Actually, Your Worship, we do have it all together for all the appointments, including the Councillor Rep, in one motion.
Right, and that is, Councillor Nutt, you have that? Okay, so then you'll be inserting the name of Councillor Butler. Council appointee, and then we should give you our ballots, and then you can tabulate what goes in.
That's correct, Your Worship.
Councilor Nutt, do we have the results?
Yes, we do. Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councilor Passero, that Council appoints Maxine Johnson, Dalton Bird, Greg Bailey, Margaret Gleason, David Duchesne, and Ken Walker, along with Councilor Butler, to the Transit Advisory Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Any questions or comments by members of Council? All those in favor of the resolution? None opposed. That is carried. Councilor Butler, you have the next resolution regarding the Mayor's Youth Advisory Committee.
Yes, thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councilor McDermott, the Council appoints Trinity Bernier, Scooter Nagy, Faith Fibbs, and Sam Sistar to the Mayor's Youth Advisory Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Any questions or comments about that? All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. That takes us then to motions, and I have a motion. I wonder, Councilor Passero, if I could hand the chair to you with respect to this.
Yes, Your Worship. So only one motion tonight brought forward by Mayor Redekop. Mayor Redekop, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I move, seconded by Councilor Butler, whereas the Town of Fort Erie is a member of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, which consists of 127 municipalities in Canada and the United States that border the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River, and whereas the Great Lakes constitute the largest reservoir of fresh water in the world, containing approximately 20% of the globe's fresh water supply, and whereas the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River are bounded by two provinces of Canada and eight states of the United States of America, whose responsibility, along with the two federal governments, is to oversee and ensure the sound stewardship of these waters, and whereas the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River are a vital source of drinking water for 45 million people who live in the Great Lakes Basin, and whereas the Great Lakes are of fundamental importance to the economies of Canada and the United States through activities related to the fisheries, industry, shipping, farming, tourism, and sports recreation, and whereas by the end of the 1960s, industrial toxic chemicals, raw sewage, and farming nutrients had turned the waters of the Great Lakes into hazards to human health and the sustainability of life in many forms, and whereas, since the 1970s, the governments of the United States and Canada have recognized the significance of the Great Lakes waters and have committed to its regeneration, and whereas those efforts over the years have brought the Great Lakes back to life, and whereas it has only been through stringent standards and regulations requiring the protection of the waters in the Great Lakes system, continuous research, testing, and remedial initiatives, federal, state, and provincial commitment to the ideals of environmental stewardship, safe and clean drinking water, protection of wildlife habitats in and adjacent to the Great Lakes, and the economic opportunities that arise from such a magnificent freshwater reservoir, that have permitted the Great Lakes to regain its importance as a life-sustaining resource. And whereas the President of the United States has advanced 2017 budget proposals that include the reduction in funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative by 97%, making the program virtually meaningless. And whereas this proposal is reckless, unwarranted, and dangerous to the future quality of the waters of the Great Lakes system, and whereas the budget proposal of the President fails to recognize the decades of commitment by successive federal, state, and provincial governments to rejuvenate the Great Lakes, and the need for continuous vigilance to ensure the safety of the waters of the Great Lakes system to those millions of people who rely upon it for clean drinking water, employment, food, and recreation. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Town of Fort Erie recognizes its responsibility as a steward of the waters of the Great Lakes system and fully supports the work of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Two, that the Council of the Town of Fort Erie recognizes the importance of programs, projects, research, initiatives, and activities that restore, protect, promote, maintain, and enhance the quality of the waters in the Great Lakes system and the responsibility of the governments of Canada and the United States of America and the states and provinces that bound the Great Lakes system. Three, that the Council of the Town of Fort Erie hereby expresses its opposition to any reduction in the budget allocated by the United States government to Great Lakes restoration initiatives and programs that address the environmental integrity of the waters of the Great Lakes system for 2017 and future years, or that a copy of the this resolution be forwarded to the Office of the President of the United States of America, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Leader of the House of Representatives Minority, the Leaders of the Majority and Minority of the United States Senate, the Prime Minister of Canada, the Governors of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana, the Premiers of Ontario and Quebec, the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, the Region of Niagara and local municipalities in Niagara, and the Members of Parliament and Members of Provincial Parliament in Niagara. And Madam Clerk, I should add the International Joint Commission as well, since they're also interested in this initiative. If my seconder would agree, we'll make that a friendly amendment.
Councillor Butler. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just very briefly, the resolution itself is obviously lengthy, but I believe that it speaks for itself. But the notion that the environment will somehow take care of itself, that the Great Lakes water system, for which so much has been expended and for which so many individuals have committed time and energy in order to regenerate and rejuvenate that water system, could be put in jeopardy by simply refusing to allocate the funds. And really, $300 million is a minuscule amount in comparison to the mammoth size of the United States budget. For comparison, some of these monies, I'm sure, are intended to go to an increase in funding to the United States military of $54 billion. So $300 million to provide safe drinking water and a reliable source of water for farmers, for business, for recreation seems to be modest. And the whole notion that even the idea would be floated that these initiatives should be defunded is startling. I would hope that the council will support this. I will be asking the regional council as well to support this resolution, because Niagara, which is bounded by water on three sides, waters of the Great Lakes, certainly rely upon this as a water resource. So I ask councillors to support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor DeCamp. Further comments and questions regarding the motion? Councillor Lubbers.
Yes, thank you very much. Councillor Passero, to add on to the friendly amendment, I'm just wondering if we could add Conservation Ontario and the NPCA?
Yes, I'm quite agree.
Councillor Butler, is that okay with you as well? Okay. Thank you, Councillor Lubberts.
Yes, thank you.
Further? Seeing none, all those in favor? That's carried. I'll turn the chair back to His Worship.
Thank you very much, Councillor Passero. Just give me the first of the organizations you had mentioned, Councillor Lubberts.
Yes, Conservation Ontario.
Are there any notices of motion this evening? Councillor Butler.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I plan to bring a motion to Council with respect to fast-tracking Niagara South Hospital so that building can start in the next couple of years as opposed to the targeted date of 2023. And I believe it's imperative to have a state-of-the-art facility in place in anticipation of Niagara's growth and, in particular, Fort Erie.
That returnable April the 10th? Thank you. Are there any other notices of motion? There being none, then, that takes us to consideration of bylaws. Does anyone wish any of the bylaws removed from the package? If not, then Councillor Nutt, would you proceed with first and second reading of the bylaw package?
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that bylaw package containing 31-2017 to authorize the entry into a lease agreement with 1322977 Ontario Inc., Steve and Nadia Sistic for parking purposes, Palmwood Hotel, Crystal Beach Waterfront Park. That 32-2017 to stop up and close and authorize the sale of part of the Gwendolyn Lane unopened road allowance on the east side of Eastwood Avenue, Susan Duffy and Michael Croft. And that 33-2017 to reestablish the Communities in Bloom Committee and approve its terms of reference and repeal bylaw number 193-03 be given first and second reading.
All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. That bylaw package is on the floor for questions or comments by anyone. Councillor Lubberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Just out of curiosity, with the lease agreement with the Palmwood, I see that the lease agreement is with Stephen, not a Sustic. They're the sellers of the property. This is okay to go forward with this and then to transfer the lease agreement to the new owners, or is there going to be another process to do that?
Madam Clerk, are you familiar with the background on this? I believe that a condition of the sale was that there be an extension of the lease agreement, and so I would imagine that there would be an assignment of that once the property is sold. Don't anticipate that to be a problem, but the first step would have been to extend the term of the lease.
And then does it come back to council for the transfer?
For an assignment?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that would be necessary. That would typically be an administrative. But I don't know, Madam Clerk, have you got any thoughts on that?
I'm afraid I have nothing further to add at this time, Mayor.
I think the likelihood that it is that it doesn't. But if it does, I can't imagine that we wouldn't, because we've approved and it's really only an assignment. And we know, and we're all aware of the fact that the property is being sold and that there will be.
Okay.
Shouldn't see a problem.
Yep, thank you very much. And if I can, just on the 32-2017, over the years, there's been a lot of people that have been looking at this property, Glen Olden Lane. And I'm just wondering if something like this here, now that we're going to stop up and close it and then sell it, if there's the other property owners along there, is it something like this going to be available to them as well?
That's a good question, and I see both the CAO, who might know, and the Ms. Dolts, the acting director of planning, who's not here because they're discussing this issue, discussing another issue with someone else, would know that. I think the stopping up and closing is confined to this particular property, is it not? Okay, so thank you very much, Councillor Passero, for taking the initiative on that. We now have
a quorum.
We now have as many staff as councillors. So, Ms. Dolce, the question relates to Glen Olden Road. Councillor Lubberts, could you repeat your question?
Yes, now that we're going through with this here to stop up and close and then sell part of Glen Olden Lane, I'm just wondering if this will give an opportunity for some of the other owners along Glen Olden Lane to purchase the property as well.
Don't.
Adjacent to their property.
Through you to the councillor, I'd have to look into how far the stop up and close was. I don't believe it was all the way, so I'm not sure everyone along Glen Olden. There was a certain portion of Glen Olden, but I'd have to confirm that for you and get back to you.
I suppose the likely answer is that even if this particular bylaw only stops up and closes the portion adjacent to the purchaser's property, most of Glen Olden is probably subject to being closed up and sold. Maybe that's the question that Ms. Dolce could look into.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I understand that this year might just be a portion of it, but does that give an opportunity for the other property owners to come forward?
Ms. Dolz can look into that and then report back to council.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions with respect to the bylaws in the package? If not, then Councillor Butler, would you proceed with third and final reading, please?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that bylaws 31-2017, 32-2017, and 33-2017 are given third and final reading to be signed by the Mayor and Clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. Councillor Pashiro, you have first and second reading for the confirmatory bylaw?
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that bylaw number 34-2017 to confirm the actions of Council at its meeting held on March 27th, 2017 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Councillor McDermott, you have the next resolution.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that bylaw number 34-2017 is given third and final reading to be signed by the Mayor and Clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to scheduling of meetings. Are there meetings that anyone wishes to announce? Councillor Luberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend these meetings, but tomorrow evening there is two meetings, one with Communities in Bloom. They just had a meeting a week ago or so, and they felt it was necessary to have an extra one because they're a little behind in their scheduling for the Communities in Bloom events for the summer.
What time
and,
is that at?
Hmm?
What time is that at?
5:30 here at Town Hall.
Okay.
And SPCA is having a meeting on Lakeshore. I don't know the address.
That's tomorrow evening again.
Yes, tomorrow evening.
At the time? The time?
6 o'clock.
Any other meetings? Sure.
Thank you, Your Worship. And my colleague, Councillor Pasiro, might want to jump in here as well. But I want to remind the public that on May 20th, we're going to have the Party on the Patio Fire and Ice. And it is going to be a spectacular event. Councillor Pasiro, do you want to jump in and say anything with respect to that? He's my co-chair as well as Councillor Zanko.
Just to add that we've confirmed the entertainment. We have Almost Hip, one of the country's foremost tragically hip tribute bands, appearing, coming in from Kingston. West Wind, who was a longtime local band, going back many, many years. I'll get in trouble if I say how many years, from Tim and Terry Johnston. We have the Associates joining us as well. So it's going to be a great night. As Councillor Butler mentioned, May 20th, tickets are available by contacting either of us or going through Eventbrite or searching through Facebook. And good time. I'm excited about it. Very excited about it.
I am too. And just so that everybody knows, the grand prize is an all-paid one-week vacation for two people to a Sandals resort of their choice.
Cool. And I got to tell you, if you two are excited, I'm excited. Okay. If there are no other meetings scheduled, then Councillor Nutt, to you.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Pasiro, that Council adjourns at 7.02 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of Council on April 10, 2017.
All those in favor? That is unanimous. Thank you.